question in Halachot, Boneh, Shin Yud Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch. A question that happens quite commonly on Shabbat. A person's wearing eyeglasses and the lens pops out. And the question is he allowed to take that lens and pop it back into the frame on Shabbat? Would there be any isud involved in such a thing? And does it make a difference what type of frame we're talking about? Well, the poskim do discuss this. They base it on halakha in Shin Yud Gimel, halakha Chet. There it talks about a bench that one of its legs came off on Shabbat, let's say, and they want to just put it back in. And halakha says one cannot even put it back in lightly, because the gezeras you might come and bang it in, and if you come to bang it in, it could be a problem of boneh or makibe patish. Halakha even says that the bench at that point becomes mukseh, they wouldn't be able to move the bench because of this gezerah of Shema Yitaka. So therefore the bench becomes mukseh that the Ramah talks about in Shinhet Halakha Tedvav. So we have a similar case over here. That incidentally comes from a rabbi called the Trumat Adeshin. From this case they learn by eyeglasses, where let's say the frame has a screw, and the screw obviously tightens and loosens the frame. We're talking about glasses that are eyeglasses that are like that. So if you're going to pop in the lens, there could be a similar gezerah that you might come to tighten the screw in order that the lens holds firmly into the frame, just like we were worried that you might come to tighten the leg into the bench. Actually, the Menuchat Ahava in Halak Gimel, it clearly is osir if there's a boreg, screw in the lens and the frame itself, because of that gezerah. Chamavadya alav shuman halichot olam in principle is machmir as well for the same concerns, although he talks about a case where a person needs, the glasses to learn Torah, and he needs to read and things like that. So he creates a heter based on some hadushim that he says. Number one, could be that he make a gezerah by a screw. It was only when you have to bang something and tighten it. Could be that there's no binyan vestira bakelim. Based on some of those leniencies, he said, b'tzorech gadol, one can be lenient to put the glass lens back in, or the lens, plastic lens back in loosely, clearly without tightening anything. So that's the basic rule, that if there's a boreg, if there's a screw in the frame itself, the poskim in principle are going to be machmir. Chamavadya is lenient to tell a goy, however, to do it, especially if he needs the glasses to study Torah and to pray. Regarding other type of frames that are not, do not have a screw in the frame itself, like a plastic frame, and you just click in the lens, and it holds without having to screw. There's no screw over there. The screw actually is only on the hands, the yad. According to the Menuchat Ahava, is lenient in such a case. Menuchat Ahava says even though it's possible to tighten the lens, but that's with an apparatus that usually only the optician has, and therefore most people don't have that apparatus. Therefore, he relies on a taz that says that when it's far fetched that you're going to come to tighten it, we don't make a gezerah, and therefore on a lens on a frame like that, he's lenient to pop it in. Of course, without tightening it as well. So again, we have two cases over here. If it has a boreg, the chatayla wants you to be mahmir not to pop it in even loosely, unless it's sort of gadol, then we have the eter of acham avadiyah that's in halichot olam chalek dalid, and on a frame that does not have a boreg, a screw, so then it would be lenient to pop it in loosely, and then of course if the Shabbat, you can bring it to the optician and have him fix it to make it stay strong.